It's time to relax, grab a drink, pull up a chair by the hearth, and have a seat in the Skald Circle to listen to the tale of the tongue-cut sparrow from Japanese folklore, as told by Casimir. Before we begin our story, we wanted to remind you that we release new tales for free every week. Our shorter tales release on Wednesdays, and our longer chapter stories release on every other Saturday. Find out where you can hear them on our website at theskaldcircle.com. And be certain to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. That way, you'll never miss out on one of our enchanting tales from around the world. And this is the tale of the tongue-cut sparrow from Japanese folklore, as told by Casimir. Once upon a time, there lived an old man and an old woman. The old man, who had a kind heart, kept a young sparrow, which he tenderly nurtured. But the dame was a cross-grained old thing. And one day, when the sparrow had pecked at some paste which she was going to starch her linen, she flew into a great rage and cut the sparrow's tongue and let it loose. When the old man came home from the hills and found that the bird had flown, he asked what had become of it. So the old woman answered she had cut its tongue and let it go, because it had stolen her starching paste. Now the old man, hearing this cruel tale, was sorely grieved, and thought to himself, "Alas, where can my bird be? Poor thing, poor little tongue-cut sparrow, where is your home now?" And he wandered far and wide, seeking for his pet, and crying, "Mr. Sparrow, Mr. Sparrow, where are you living?" One day, foot of a certain mountain, the old man fell in with the lost bird, and when they congratulated one another on their mutual safety, the sparrow led the old man to his home, and having introduced him to his wife and chicks, set before him all sort of dainties and entertained him hospitably. "Please partake in our humble fare," said the sparrow. "Poor as it is, you are very welcome." "What a polite sparrow," answered the old man, who remained for a long time as the sparrow's guest, and daily feasted right royally. At last the old man said he must take his leave and return home, and the bird, offering him 2 wicker baskets, begged him to carry them with him as a parting present. One of the baskets was heavy, and the other was light, so the old man, saying he was feeble and stricken in years, would only accept the light one, shouldering it and trudged off home, leaving the sparrow family disconsolate at parting from him. When the old man got home, the dame grew very angry and began scolding him, saying, "Well, and pray where have you been this many a day? A pretty thing indeed to be gadding about at your time of life." "Oh," replied he, "I have been on a visit to the sparrows, and when I came back they gave me this wicker basket as a parting gift." Then they opened the basket to see what was inside, and lo and behold, it was full of gold and silver and precious things. When the old woman, who was as greedy as she was cross, saw all the riches displayed before her, she changed her scolding strain, and could not contain herself for joy. "I'll go and call upon the sparrows too," said she, "and get a pretty present." So she asked the old man the way to the sparrow's house, and set forth on her journey. Following her direction, she at last met the tongue-cut sparrow, and exclaimed, well met, Mr. Sparrow. I have been looking forward to the pleasure of seeing you." So she tried to flatter and cajole the sparrow by soft speeches. The bird could not but invite the dame to its home, but it took no pains to feast her and said nothing about a parting gift. She, however, was not to be put off, so she asked for something to carry away with her in remembrance of her visit. The sparrow, accordingly, produced 2 baskets, as before, and the greedy woman, choosing the heavier of the two, carried it off with her. But when she opened the basket to see what was inside, all sorts of hobgoblins and elves sprang out of it and began to torment her. The old man adopted a son, and his family grew rich and prosperous. What a happy old man! And that is the tale of the tongue-cut sparrow from Japanese folklore. Thank you for listening to our story. If you enjoyed it, we recommend taking a look at our Patreon page, as noted in the description below. You can earn great rewards while also supporting us to keep these stories alive for generations to come. Also, remember to subscribe to us on your podcast app and leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed this story. A special thank you to Kat for their support this month. Without your contribution, we wouldn't be able to continue these stories, and we truly appreciate it. Visit theskaldcircle.com to stay up to date with all of our current events, news, and much more. Not only that, but you can also visit our story archive of every tale we have ever told. It's sorted by origin and region for the convenience of your listening pleasure. Thank you for listening to our story.